Okay.
Welcome everybody out to the Western Unit Base Mosquito Abatement District Board Trustees Meeting for July 16th, 2025. Thank y'all for being here. Reading the minutes.
Okay, consideration of minutes for the meeting held on May 21st, 2025. Here in the minutes for regular board meeting, motion to approve minutes by Annette McCray, second by Dustin White, motion approved by all present. Discussion consideration of payables for the month of June 2025. Motion to pay the bills with corrections made by Chipper Finn, second by Annette McCray, motion approved by all present. Financial statements for the month of June 2025, motion to accept financial statements as presented was made by Connie Smith, or Connie Swett, second by Tracy Kennedy, motion approved by all present. No new business for the board, motion was made by Glenn Justin to accept that Duchesne County tax rate for 2025, second by Alan Hassan, motion approved by all present. Mr. Wade reviewed the recent worksheets from the spray crew. He explained how the collection account work and when it is necessary to spray. He has had a few calls from the Neola area that he has to verify mosquito presence to be able to spray. Traps will be set in that area tonight. He has a training for the crew scheduled for tomorrow. Mike Days and community events in Roseville are scheduled for the next week. Tabiona has his celebration over the 4th of July. He will make sure to get these areas fogged. And that's all. Glenn Justin, motion to adjourn meeting at 7:47 p.m.
Motion on the minutes, please.
I'm gonna make that motion.
Second.
Who made it first? Tracy?
Second.
Dustin?
I'll say it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That was funny. Payables, please.
On the payables, when we're going through, there's been some adjustment to it, just so you know that the total amount at the end is $48,329.89. I didn't have the accountant's payables down here for the services, $450. And the safety clean was, instead of 385.03, it was 385.02.
So tell me your total again.
Pardon?
What's the grand total again?
Grand total is $48,329.89. And then there was a 59 cent discrepancy on the Strata Networks. It should be $281.59 instead of $281.59.
Ace. Okay. Did you find Ace?
I did get the board members on here this time out. Alan Hassan, trustee, 200, Andrew McCray, trustee, 200, Charlie Scribble, trustee, 200, Chipper Finn, trustee, 200, Connie Sweat, trustee, 200, Dustin White, trustee, 200, Glenn Jessen, trustee, 200, Kathy Moon, trustee, 200. U.S. Postmaster for postage stamps, $146. On the 6th of 30th, 2025, Sonora Smith for payroll, 601.04. K. Wade on the 7th, 1st for payroll, 5,210.11. And on the 6th of 30th, Moon Lake paid for electricity, 232.03. Enbridge for natural gas, 25.93. BEHP for insurance, 4,606.55. Rila 9 West for gas, 4,702.89. Tammy Bird, payroll, 1,182.08. Tracy Burton, payroll, 1,182.08. Kenley Duncan, payroll, 1,090.10. Gerald Larson, payroll, 1,159.94. Carmen Lassa, payroll, 1,172.54. Riker Petrus, payroll, 1,246.72. Rachel Richards, payroll, 1,053.34. Another check for Sonora Smith, $707. U.S. Design for hats, $540. Andrew McCray, trustee, $200. She called, said she didn't get her first check. She's got a second check. She hasn't got that one yet either.
I don't know. I haven't looked at
it. Well, she hasn't been in the mailbox.
So,
I just let you know.
My check is usually there Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, mine was, I didn't see it before. Anyway, that's beside the point.
Tammy Bird for payroll, $1,137.74, Tracy Burton, payroll $1,037.74, Kennedy Duncan, $1,093.10, Gerald Larson, payroll $1,159.94, Carmen Lassa, payroll $1,172.34, Riker Petrus, $664.92, Rachel Richard, $1,029.49. Car Quest for parts and supplies, $594.10, Echo Car Wash for car washes, $443.25, Stewart's for supplies, $242.16, IFA for supplies, $169.95, TJ's Tire Pros for trailer tires, $214, Davis Food for dry ice, $15.53, Zion's Visa for supplies, $284.29, KK Sanitation for garbage, $85, Strata Network, cell phone, $281.59. And then on the back, you've got Roosevelt City for water and sewer, $42.75, safety fee and hazard for hazardous waste, $385.02. And Utah Local Government Trust for liability, property and auto, $11,065.43 for a total of $450 for the account. The $48,329.89.
I didn't see Ace on the list for six whole dollars and one penny, but that doesn't mean I didn't, it's not there because I could be blind.
What's that on?
Ace. I didn't see it on here for $6 and one penny. She said she didn't see
that. Well, that's because the two checks are combined to make one. That's why.
With Stewart. I just really want to be a pain in your butt tonight, I think. I hurt my
car. See, they do that with Strata sometimes, and then sometimes they separate them. But that's the total amount. Okay.
So the local trust, is that your for your whole year, six
for
months?
For the Utah Local Government Trust, that takes care of the liability on the car. That's criminal liability. That's for property damage and all those things.
Right.
And that comes once a year.
Okay, that was my question.
So
once
a year. I have a question probably that I can't remember. Who processes the payroll? Does that run through the county or is that?
No, it goes through the our county.
The miles goes
through. Yeah, they do all the payroll. All I do is send the time. They do all the payroll. Betty McKay now.
Is it?
She lives in Idaho. She does the payroll. She's the one that does the payroll. But the only way they can do our audit and do the payroll at the same time is they had to source it out to her. And so she's been doing it for a long time. So.
Motion on the payables as presented.
I'll make a motion to accept them as presented with the couple of things that Kay mentioned. I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Financial statement.
Oh yeah, that's why I was on that date. I think wrecking my car.
Financial statement. Public Treasury Investment Fund of PTIF, the balance forward of $761,284.51. There was a deposit from Duchesne County Traders, also $1,509.02. Got a withdrawal of the checking of $100,000. And interest earned at 4.4796%, $2,710.13, leaving ending balance of $665,503.66. Mount America Credit Union savings was $2,728.40. We earned interest of 16 cents. We have $3,728.56 in the ending balance. Mount America Credit Union for checking, there was a balance forward of $66,219.66. Withdrawal for the IRS, $1,694.41. Deposit from the PTIF of $100,000. There were 46 checks cleared to pay bills of $33,680.08, leaving a balance of $130,845.17. With total all money from mosquito abatement of $800,077.39.
Any questions on the financial statement? Motion on the financial statement is presented.
I'll make the motion.
Second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Other business?
I I've got one other question. If we don't do a lot of spraying this year, will that chemical hold over the next year and it'll still work okay?
Most of it will. Some of the BTI we have, it's kind of marginal, but most of it, some of it we've kept over. Last year, we didn't use a whole lot of oil. This year, we've used less oil. We ordered more so in case we had a problem. But the oil, we don't have no problem with carryover. And the control we use to spray through our fogger, it'll hold over. And we use the crop oil to mix with it. That's how it's used. But most of all that stuff will hold over. No problem. Now, this little sheet right here. You'll find traps that we took night before last in Tabby Valley. And those are pictures in there of all the traps and what we found. We found a ground total of 41 mosquitoes in Tabby Valley from top to bottom.
I consider that an infestation.
You would. And I had one of the guys that was doing the biggest complaining. He had thousands and thousands of gnats, and I think we found 6 mosquitoes. You see this little giants and tabby on it? That's all gnats and moths. And there's, I think, 16 mosquitoes there.
And he told me on the phone that he knew.
That's the one. And he said he knew the difference. He told my gal up there the other night when she went to set the trap, he knew the difference. And at least there was 16 there that he could see. But anyway, this is what I went up the night that Tracy called me and so did Charlie. And I went up there, and I and my wife went up and sat down on a river, and all I seen was space flies and gnats. And I found Mike Casper up there, talked to him. And he was right on the road, asking him how they were. No, they haven't been bad here at all. But my neighbor right here, he said they got a lot of mosquitoes down on the river. And I said, that's exactly why I'm up there. Because I don't see them. And I can't justify sending the damn truck up there for 41 mosquitoes. Now, that's my personal opinion. And when they got a gnat problem, and we used to have people that lived up there that worked for us, you know, that applied from there, and we hired several different times, and they were going out fogging a long time. And when I started going up there and fogging, I found lots and lots of bugs flying along the river. There always have been. In our lights, you could see them, but they were not all mosquitoes. And now they have to call down here to get us to go up and do them, and I'm going to verify it before I go up there. Because I mean, they've got a gnat problem and deer flies about everywhere. But deer flies won't go into a trap, but the gnats will. She sets her trap about 6 o'clock at night, so from 6 to 9 o'clock, those gnats are swarming that trap.
Well, I wish you'd figure out a way to kill the deer flies.
Those things are mean.
They are.
The thing about it is, what we have would probably kill deer flies if you spray in the daytime, but you can't spray in the daytime, it evaporates. So but even if you have a real hot night or a real warm night, you go out and fog, and man, it's just hanging up here, it's not doing any good down here. The best time to fog really is after a little rainstorm, and unfortunately we haven't had any of those this year. Because the air is heavier and it lays right down where it needs to be to do the job. So be honest with you, it's being a dry year, we just haven't found a whole lot. Our complaints are way down except for Tapiona.
Get them people in line there.
That's the infestation.
We're dealing with the
but anyhow, that's what's been going on. And I appreciate you guys, but we trap. We run traps two or three nights a week, and we'll run between 6 to 5 every night. And we usually go where we've got a complaint so that we can take and check, see how dense they are, whatever. Our numbers, last year we were getting 6,000 a night, and my numbers now are down below 300 a night. Because everything's so dry. And Even the lady that come in and complained about a spreader on the place, she's taking her nose brace lines down. So it must be getting better. But that's all I've got. I don't know if any of the rest of you got anything. Angel, go open up your mailbox.
I will. I will also put backing into cement.
I sent you another check.
And you might have to look in there.
If I do, I promise to return one.
No, you might as well keep it because you paid for two. You got to pay for the last one if you get them both. You just won't catch a check tomorrow.
I'll let you know.
If there's no other business or adjourn, need a motion.
I'll make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Let's go.
A second.
All in favor.
Aye.
Have a lovely afternoon.
So I got to tell you guys, this is so dumb. There's a cement post behind the salon I work at, right? Okay.
Behind what?
Behind the salon I work at by Marion's over there. Anyway, I was back